On Thursday, it will be 1 year since the appointment of the minority government of ANO and the Social Democrats. Much attention is focused on Andrei Babiš, who police have recommended face criminal prosecution. However, the Prime Minister's problems don't seem to have dented ANO's popularity with the party's base. Ian Willoughby asked political scientist Petr Just for his assessment of the cabinet's first 12 months.
I have to admit that the main thing that one connects with the government is the lasting problems and scandals usually related to the prime minister, but also to other ministers as well. Unfortunately, we have to admit that all these affairs and problems around the cabinet members, they pretty much dominated the image, the public image of the government.
And there have been frequent changes of minister. I think I counted 5 or 6. How much is that damaging the government?
When Mr. Babiš was coming to the position of the prime minister after 2017 elections, he admitted that in the past he had not always been a good, I would say, recruiter of the people who were appointed on behalf of ANO movement to different positions. But the situation hasn't changed much. So there is still quite a weakness in choosing the government members or choosing the people who would run the ministries, and especially those on behalf of the ANO movement.
And this government of ANO and the Social Democrats, supported on key votes by the communists, has about 2.5 years left to run of its term. Do you think it will see out the full term?
I don't see right now any possibility that any of the, let's say, minor coalition partners, junior coalition partners, whether it's the Social Democratic Party or the communists supporting it from outside the government, that they would withdraw their support of this government. For communists, it's a quite pragmatic position right now, as they are not directly part of the government, not being directly responsible, but still having influence over governance, having influence on the legislation that's being prepared by the government. And this is a position they probably would not like to lose. And the Social Democratic Party, we see that there are some internal clashes and internal discussions within the Social Democratic Party about the possible withdrawal. But so far, always the position of those defending the government presents prevails.
My final question is, given that the government hasn't been doing so well from what you're saying, why do you think ANO, the leading party in the government, still have around 30% support?
Although I mentioned that the first thing that comes to my mind when evaluating this government are mostly the problems around Mr. Babiš and some other ministers, of course there are some results that the government has. And I think those are the results that many people see as positives and advantages. Although we can, of course, argue how or what portion of society these results benefit. I'm talking mainly about increasing pensions and wages. So, of course, the groups that felt unappreciated, like the pensioners or people working for the minimum salaries, they, of course, now appreciate the steps the government is doing in this field. And, of course, we can discuss the issue of train fares and the bus fares for students and, again, pensioners, which also the government passed and initiated during its term. And, again, we see that there are some groups in the society that appreciate this and take it as a benefit for them, for what the government is doing for them.
Political scientist Petr Just talking there to my colleague Ian Willoughby.